Utah has a new law on social media. It requires parents to give permission for users under 18 to sign up for apps like Instagram or TikTok. The law also requires a default setting on apps to block minors' access late at night. Joining us now is New York Times technology reporter Natasha Singer. Natasha, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so help us understand that. Let's say I'm a 17-year-old in Utah in 2024, and this law has taken effect. How does it change my access to, say, Instagram?
Well, if you are 17 and don't yet have an Instagram or Twitter or TikTok account, in order to sign up, you will be asked to verify your age. And we're used to, you know, kids lying about their age and giving fake birthdays, but here the tech companies will be required to verify. And they haven't decided how they're going to do that in Utah yet. It may be that you're going to have to provide a driver's license or some other form of ID. But if you're 17 and you don't have one, or 15, the companies will have to get parental consent for you to set up an account on TikTok or Instagram. Mm.
Well, across this country, a lot of parents, this one included, have fretted about kids, teens, social media, and peer pressure. What is the reasoning behind this law, according to leaders in Utah?
You know, leaders in Utah told me they were concerned about things that many parents are concerned about, that their kids are spending an inordinate amount of time online, that it seems to be compulsive, it's hard to put down, and they experience kind of withdrawal symptoms when they try to stop, that there are risks online of cyberbullying, of strangers being predators. They are worried about a mental health crisis in the United States that is particularly, you know, affecting young women. They're worried about increased rates of suicide. And they've said they feel like social media is playing a part in this. And so they want to give parents more control and more insight into what their children are doing online if those children are under 18.
A number of studies have looked at mental health, say depression and social media. But do we know if the link is known to be causal? I've read that there is an argument that it might not be that social media causes depression, but is that people who are depressed tend to go onto social media. So what do we know?
Well, there have been meta studies, and they've looked at a number of studies on this issue, and they are about association and linkage. They're not about causation. And so if young people have what researchers call problematic internet use, which means it makes you unhappy, you can't stop, you know, some of the markers that we think of, you know, as with addiction to substances. So if you have problematic internet use as an adolescent, social media use, then there is a small to medium linkage with things like depression and anxiety. But it's not, you know, yes, some people who are already depressed or anxious go online to try to find support in communities and may end up being more anxious. Because we also know there are benefits, right? Studies have shown that healthy social media use can make people feel they have a better quality of life and they're more connected and feel less anxious.
Yeah. As far as this law in Utah, critics say, well, hold on, this could lead to data breaches, and there's an argument that it could impede free speech. Help us understand that argument.
So there, you have the right to access protected speech. And the argument is that this is a First Amendment issue because it is cutting off access to constitutionally protected content. And then as far as the data breaches, in order to verify users' age, you will have to provide some kind of document that says your name and maybe your birthday. And the argument is that if social media companies have to collect, say, all this driver's license data from everybody on social media in Utah, they're going to be having even more personal data than they have. And it will make them more like honeypots for hackers. And that, you know, we talk about privacy, we talk about data minimization. You want to collect the least amount of data possible. But I think the biggest concern, at least from privacy advocates, or at least one of them, is this law gives parents the right to access their children's posts and intimate messages and videos and, you know, their friend lists and their searches on social media. And so it's like allowing, you know, it's a law that allows parents to read your diary, basically. And that is a privacy issue because children have a right to privacy. Teens have a right to some privacy.
Yeah, and we should say that there's reporting suggesting this law could be challenged, so we will stay tuned. Natasha Singer is technology reporter at the New York Times. Natasha, thank you.
Thanks for having me.